I have one of my favorite humans on today to tell you about an amazing product that we both love.
Why, thank you, honey. This is Milkman Mark Hyman here telling you about the Almond Cow, which I saw on those Instagram posts, and I thought, we've got to have one of these and see whether it is actually as good as it looks. And it is. It's actually even better because there are things that you can make out of it. Almond milk, oat milk.
Cashew milk.
Coconut milk. Anything you want, you can make in this. And what's great is there are fewer preservatives, less sugar, and then what you get left over at the end is this pulp that you can make make cookies or muffins, so nothing goes to waste.
And it's there anytime, so if you run out of milk, you don't have to run to the store. It is so amazing. We love it, love it, love it. So if you want to get your own, check out the link and use code Laura for extra savings.
Approved by the Milkman.
Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a lit yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Friday with Friends. Today I am honored to have a real genius on here today. Dr. Robert Wolf. Dr. Robert Wolf is a PhD. He is a scientist, but he's also a long-distance runner. We talk about how he's run dozens of marathons and how his own work has impacted his life. Specifically, he is a director of the Center for Translational Research on Aging and Longevity at the University of Arkansas. And this is where he really focuses on research on the regulation of muscle metabolism. We talk about this in depth today, so put on your thinking caps, but he really breaks it down in such a palatable way. His research publications have been cited an impressive 75,000 times. And today he's sharing how amino acids might be able to help your performance and recovery. We also go into how it helps with aging, what are amino acids and why they're important, and how pretty much everyone could benefit from a product that he has developed and patented. He first did his research for NASA, just to give you an idea of how intelligent he is. When astronauts went into space, they lose muscle mass because they don't have the impact of gravity. So he developed a formula for them. And it's a formula that I've been using as well. So listen closely to this podcast. It is incredible. And what an intelligent man. Welcome, Dr. Wolf. I'm so happy to have you on today and listen to your expertise. I'm sure you're going to be able to help a lot of people kind of debunk some ideas of protein and amino acids and so forth. So welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad to have the chance to talk with you.
Well, I want to dive right in and really learn about your background. How did you get into the physiology and biochemistry and the nutrition aspect? Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I went to a college at the University of California at Berkeley, and I was a basketball player, and that was my main focus of my life up until then, and in fact was drafted by the Warriors in the NBA after college. But instead, decided to focus more on academics and went to graduate school, but always maintained an interest in sports. But once I retired from basketball, I started taking up running, and really have kept that up steadily till the present time. I've completed over 70 marathons, and started about. After I'd say 2 or 3 years of grad school, running to and from work and maintained that for most of my life. And in that context, was always interested in performance, but my interest in protein and amino acid nutrition really stemmed from my work, which didn't involve exercise at all. After graduation, I went to Harvard Medical School and worked at the Shriners Hospital for Severely Burned Children. And in that context was head of the metabolism unit, and our mission was to try to improve not only survival from severe burns, and this our average patient was 70% third degree burns, so by severe I mean really debilitating burns, but also to to enable some sort of reasonable recovery. And there are two aspects of that that led me to really focus on protein and amino acid metabolism. One was stimulating wound healing because of the way they're treated, that the faster the new skin that was transplanted onto the where the burn was grew, the more rapidly it could be operated on. And that was the crucial aspect. But that was able to be stimulated pretty well. But the real challenge was that this response in the kids was really debilitating, that they had a very severe loss of muscle, both the amount of muscle and function. And that turned out to be a much tougher nut to crack. And, we started working on that in patients. And then what evolved was the recognition that that problem actually occurs in everyone, that to some extent, as you get older, you start losing muscle mass and function, and that this becomes a very debilitating effect on quality of life as you get older. And as I got more and more involved in this, I eventually moved about 10 to 15 years ago to the University of Arkansas Medical School, where they have the largest geriatric clinic in the United States, and really focused on the problems of muscle loss and function, of loss of function as with aging. And as that translated to specific product to address this issue, then I think we became more and more aware of all the various aspects of essential amino acids and how they can impact every aspect of metabolic homeostasis. And so my focus now has been on developing products, because one of the things I have learned is that if all this scientific research doesn't translate to a product that can actually be put on the kitchen table and people take as a daily part of their nutrition, that there's really not much value to it. And so, that's where I've really focused my efforts in the last 10 years or so, is developing patented formulations to address specific physiological conditions.
Wow. So before I dive into the aging aspect, I'd love to go back to the burns, because I actually did an internship in physical therapy school on a burn unit. And I remember this so well, that was such an issue when people are trying to grow new skin, like their metabolism is so high. And a lot of at that time, now this was decades ago, but they were getting, supplements for their meals just to get more calories in. And that was like in the form of Ensure. Can you explain to the listeners, like, what is the difference between just like a high caloric supplemental drink like Ensure, which is getting more calories, versus something that is more specific, like what you were offering with getting the right amount of nutrition, which would include these amino acids? How would they be different? Would the healing be different between those two burn patients, one who's just getting like the Ensure four times a day, which is just a lot of calories, versus getting something what you eventually developed in the form of a product?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that was definitely the thought when I first started working in the burn center, was that this so-called hypermetabolism was responsible for the erosion of the lean body mass. The first major study I did in patients was that demonstrated that actually that the calories were not the problem. That in fact, the amount of calories that were provided was well in excess of the actual metabolic requirement. And the net result was that a lot of the extra calories were stored in the liver as fat. And the liver became so distended in some of these kids that it actually physically impaired their ability to breathe, because they had so much extra calories. And just by reducing caloric intake in phase one of the advance of treatment, by reducing caloric intake to match their actual requirement, I had a significant tick up in their survival. The issue is not calories, but that there's a metabolic response that is common to all serious diseases, cancer, cachexia being another one that's quite common, where the muscle breaks down at an accelerated rate. And the sort of theological explanation for this is that the muscle is, in the absence of ability to eat food, that the breakdown of the muscle provides amino acids for processes such as wound healing, as well as other immune functions and just the protein requirements in the rest of the body. And that this accelerated breakdown of muscle protein is what causes the debilitation, and that it's not easily reversed. And that's why I said it's spent the next, I'd say, 20 years figuring out the optimal way to approach reversing this so-called catabolic response. And I think that it's one of these things that I guess I play a lot of golf, and it's called the game of opposites. You hit down on the ball to hit it up high. And it was really the same thing with the burn kids initially, that they were losing body mass. So the logical thing was give them more calories, but the actual solution was to give them less calories. And that was an important advance in how they were taken care of.
Oh, that's fascinating, because I just remember that. And that was, and it's hard for anybody in the hospital to just continue to put in more of those calories when they're like not even that mobile. All right. I don't want to assume anything. So for the listeners out there, can you just give us a little brief understanding of the importance? What is an amino acid? What are the essential amino acids, and why are they so important that we have all of them?
Sure. Well, we have maybe 3,000 or more proteins in the body, and these proteins are in a constant state of turnover, meaning that they're being, the older, less efficient ones are being broken down, and new, more efficient ones are being produced. And this is particularly important in muscle, where the older fibers get damaged with severe exercise or even just normal life, and they're replaced by new, better functioning muscle fibers. And to produce new protein, you need to have all of the components of the amino acids. The amino acids are the building blocks of the protein in the body. And there are two types of amino acids. One are called the essential amino acids. The others are the non-essential amino acids. There are a total of 20 amino acids that can be components of the proteins in the body. And the specific number and the exact profile of the amino acids differ from protein to protein. But the point is, there are 20 amino acids that are that may be involved in the production of new protein. These are the components or building blocks of the protein. And 9 of these are essential amino acids, meaning that the body can't produce them, so that they have to be ingested through dietary intake. The other 11 amino acids are the non-essential amino acids. They can be produced in the body, and therefore there's not really a specific nutritional requirement for the non-essential amino acids. But the essential amino acids are a crucial part of the diet. In fact, they're the only macronutrients that there's really a specific nutritional requirement for. And it's been known for 100 years that these essential amino acids have to be consumed on a daily basis, a regular basis, to enable survival. So that when we talk today about essential amino acid supplements, it's the most important thing to recognize is these are not some obscure chemicals that we mixed up on a lab bench. They're a normal part of daily dietary requirements, which for the average American is about 40 grams per day of total essential amino acids. So that when we talk about dietary supplements of essential amino acids, we're only optimizing the amount and the profile of those amino acids in the blood. They have to be taken every day. Now, there are different types of protein that are groups of protein food sources that we eat in our diet that are the source of these essential amino acids under normal circumstances, not including any kind of supplement. And these vary considerably in both the amount of essential amino acids per gram of protein, as well as the profile of those essential amino acids. And in a broad sense, you can lump these dietary protein into two categories, one being the high quality proteins that have a relatively large amount of essential amino acids in a desirable profile, and the low quality proteins. And basically, the high quality proteins are animal-based proteins, meat, fish, dairy products, and so forth, eggs. The lower quality proteins are plant-based, with the one exception being that, soy protein kind of creeps up into the lower end of the high quality protein. But a lot of the other protein food sources that are plant-based have a much lower density of essential amino acids. So that one of the things that we can talk about is, if you eat a vegan diet or even a vegetarian diet that is fundamentally plant-based protein food sources, that you have to pay much more attention to specifically what you're eating. And in fact, it's very difficult with a reasonable caloric intake to meet all your essential amino acid requirements. And that this is where an ideal target for essential amino acid supplementation, because if you don't have those basic requirements for the essential amino acids, then you will suffer consequences, which, you know, if you eat a plant-based diet, your consequences are not going to be dying, but they're going to be lack of energy, loss of some muscle, and particularly when you get sick, it will impair your ability to get well quickly and so forth. And so, so this is sort of the distinction between a high quality protein and a low quality protein. And I think the other thing we want to think about, though, is, of course, what do you eat along with the protein? Because all the protein food sources have with them a non-protein component, unless you're eating purified protein, but that's going to be a dietary supplement. Just in normal food, for example, if you eat a dairy product, it's going to have a significant amount of fat. If you eat a plant-based protein, it's going to have a lot of carbs. So that these are also factors that need to come into play on how you approach meeting your essential amino acid requirements. So your protein intake in the day, to sum it up, is that the protein intake in the day is to meet the requirement for these 9 essential amino acids that are needed to maintain a normal or healthy protein homeostasis in the body.
That's so fascinating. And I, you know, full disclosure, I've been vegan for 21 years and I have been taking your supplements for the last 3 months. And they're so easy to take. And I haven't ever felt any downfall of being vegan. I have a lot of energy, but I am getting older and I know that it's harder probably for, if I have these lower value proteins in the form of plants, it is probably more difficult for my body to combine everything in the way that's needed. Can you talk a little bit about not only what is important for anyone who is vegan or vegetarian, but also for the aging vegan or vegetarian, or the aging anyone, you know, omnivore as well, and why taking these supplements are important?
Yeah, one of the things that happens as you get older is that the same amount of essential amino acids that would stimulate a robust generation of new muscle protein in a 20-year-old is just not as effective in someone that's 60 years old. And this is the heart of the problem with maintaining your muscle mass as you get older, that the muscles are just not as responsive to the normal intake of dietary amino acids. So in this context with a vegan diet, there are two aspects that you have to be concerned with as you get older. One is that just the dietary preferences may work against you. One of the things that's very common, particularly in women, is developing much more of a sweet tooth. And a lot of older women, and I mean in the 70s and 80s, really rely on candy for their main nutrition. And of course, this is a problem because you're substituting candy for high quality, you know, the needed essential amino acids. But there are also some limitations in digestibility, which occur as you get older. And as a result, the thing you mentioned, you know, the thing that I found dealing with older people with dietary issues is that anything that's involved or that requires a lot of calories or that substitutes for a part of your regular diet is a problem. For example, you mentioned Ensure, and this is commonly given to older people, and we've always used this basically as kind of the control against which we feel that the dietary supplement has to perform much better than Ensure. The thing with Ensure is that there have been a few studies show that if you drink a can of Ensure, that it really doesn't, and for older people, you don't really, it's not really an addition, it's not a supplement, but you substitute for something else in your diet. So that there's a regulation as you get older of how many calories you eat. And if you eat a can of Ensure, then you're gonna drop an equivalent amount of calories out of your normal food intake. And there's two aspects of this that are problematic. One is just the nutritional aspect. What are you dropping out? And so this Ensure better be better than what your normal nutrition is, which may or may not be the case. The second aspect I think is also important, and that is the social aspect of eating becomes more and more important as you get older. We tend to just not think about that. And for younger people that are just grabbing food on the run and busy with other things, but retired people without much else to do, the socialization involved with eating food is an important aspect. And if we evolve to where we're just drinking cans of Ensure, it's really takes away the pleasure and the sociability. So that my goal was to sort of have the greatest pack a punch for the dollar, so to speak, with the most condensed format to provide the necessary nutrients with the minimal amount of calories and the minimum amount of volume. Actually, we started this whole program in a project sponsored by NASA for spaceflight, where muscle loss is quite rapid because of the lack of gravity. But every single ounce that goes on the space shuttle was very carefully regulated because of the problem of getting it up into space. So that the idea was to develop a dietary supplement that was very compact and much more effective on a gram per gram basis than anything else. And that's where the whole concept of the essential amino acid supplement derived. And we found in elderly that same thing was applicable, except that the exact formulation to optimize the response in older people was different. And that was resulted from metabolic studies comparing the response and weightlessness relative to aging, and designed a formulation specifically targeting the metabolic changes that occur as we get older. So that with a serving of the essential amino acids, you can accomplish normalizing or optimizing your essential amino acid intake with a very minimal amount of calories, 40 or 50 kilocalories total, with no additional fat, no additional carbs, and just, as you said, an easy to drink beverage, which doesn't impair in any way the dietary intake of the rest of the diet. So that was the crucial aspect of the development, that it be much more effective. Then, and as I said, we always used Ensure as our sort of placebo.
The low bar of placebo.
Yeah, we wanted to be sure that we were at least three or four times as effective as Ensure, which is the case.
Today's podcast is sponsored by The Amino Company. These products are life-changing. I've been using them for the past 3 months, and I can't even tell you how much they have brought vitality and strength and energy into my life. They are based on 40 years of research, over 100 clinical trials, and over 500 peer-reviewed papers. The products include Life, Heal, Purity, and Perform, which is my favorite. Perform targets strength, focus, endurance for peak athletic performance. So I take it before I do my yoga practice. What is super cool about the products is they were built on amino acid technology first funded by NASA. That's right. People are going into space, astronauts, and they're really worried about losing bone density and muscle. So these amino acid products were specifically designed to help the astronauts, and they did so much that they're now here for us. If you're wondering what amino acids are, they're the building blocks of protein and human life. Just 21 amino acids create thousands of proteins and set us up to feel our most energized and vital self. So I love these because I'm vegan. I want to make sure I get enough protein, and I'm setting myself up well
by getting the building blocks for those protein. I've noticed how it helps me sustain energy through the day after I take my Perform drink before my yoga practice. And that just helps the practice and helps me throughout the day. You can go to aminoco.com/lit and save 30% with code LIT. So again, aminoco.com/lit and save 30% with code LIT. And I can't wait for you to try these and feel super lit up. Okay, so for the kind of middle-aged person who is active, somewhat like myself, what are the recommendations? Can you tell us a little about the products? They're different ones.
Sure.
Yeah, tell us about the different
ones. Well, there are four products. Two are related to exercise. And I think, you know, as you get older, the requirement or the sticking with exercise is really both crucial and very difficult. People, you know, and it's not hard to get middle-aged people to get started on an exercise program, but after a year, it's hard to keep them on the program. And one of the problems that and particularly older people have with exercise is that it's discouraging. You feel like you're not getting anywhere, and you get up in the morning, you don't really feel like doing the workout. And so they Perform as a patented formulation designed really to sort of jack you up in the morning. It is based on not only stimulating the muscle protein, but primarily in terms of providing the precursors or the amino acids from which the neurotransmitters are produced in the brain. And in particular, where our level of alertness and focus is determined by the ratio of the dopamine to the serotonin in the brain. And what the Perform, and those both of those substances, the dopamine and the serotonin, are produced from essential amino acids. So that the profile of this essential amino acids in the blood can dictate whether the dopamine or the serotonin predominates. So it's the old joke about eating turkey to getting sleepy after eating turkey because it has a high tryptophan, and that's because tryptophan is the precursor for serotonin production, which makes you sleepy and tired, which is the last thing you want before you exercise. Whereas on the other hand, the phenylalanine and tyrosine are the precursors for the production of the dopamine, so that we get a balance which really energizes you naturally through these naturally occurring essential amino acids, but in a profile that gets you ready to go and keeps your focus during the exercise. When you're finished the exercise, though, you really don't, you want to focus more on building muscle. And that's the rebuilding any damaged tissue. And that's the product Heal, which is a combination of essential amino acids with a certain degree of protein in it as well. This product is particularly focused on repair of tissue. It can be particularly helpful where the clinical studies we've done actually were not following exercise, but in repair of muscle tissue damage in surgery, like hip replacement, knee replacement, and that sort of thing. The Life profile, on the other hand, if you want to stay, that product is quite effective in building muscle, but is based on the activation of whey protein by the proper formulation of essential amino acids. So that would be the one product that is not a vegan product. Alternatively, the Life program, a Life product is the one that was specifically designed for older individuals. And one of the studies that we just recently published, which was really dramatic because it's never been shown with any sort of nutrient ingestion, was that there's a group of over 100 older individuals with heart failure that we actually were able to highly significant P less than 0.01 significantly improve walking capability and other exercise parameters, including leg strength, with just taking the Life product without any exercise occurring at the same time. And of course, the basis for this was this increasing the turnover of muscle protein, taking away the broken down fibers and synthesizing the new functioning muscle fibers. And this product will be particularly effective after exercise as well, where the exercise kind of primes your muscle to respond, but you can't build new muscle without the precursors, without the building blocks. And that's what we're providing as a post-exercise beverage, particularly for a vegan diet. And the final product that we currently have available, and all of these products are unique and patented, relates to the fact that one of the most sort of newest diseases, it's really a function of the change in the dietary patterns in Americans, is the development of fatty liver, or fat deposited in the liver. And there are two types of development of fat in the liver, one from too much alcohol and one from too much body weight. And it's a complicated metabolic pathway, but the net result was that we discovered and patented a formulation which is successful in reducing the fat in the liver by at least 50%. Mm. And regardless of what the cost, so we did a study both in people that consume a lot of alcohol and had fatty liver stemming from that, as well as just obese women that had developed the fatty liver as a function of the excess calorie intake, and that it's specifically designed to improve liver function. And in the studies we've done, not only was the fat reduced, but the liver enzymes that the doctors look at as indicators of liver function were all significantly improved, both in obese adolescent girls with polycystic ovarian syndrome, as well as normal weight individuals with heavy alcohol consumption, and importantly, in elderly individuals that have a high occurrence of fatty liver, even in the absence of much obesity. But so those are all targeting little different nuance. That there's an overlap for sure, but as I said, they all are separate patents and separate formulations designed for those specific purposes.
It's amazing. I can't speak highly enough about this, but I want you to briefly explain to people who might be taking some kind of protein powder or some kind of supplement with the intention of, you know, building muscle mass. Like, how is this different than other things in the market? Not to slam them. There are probably some good products. There's a lot of really not great products that have a lot of other ingredients in them that we don't want to be ingesting. But can you tell us a little bit about the difference between what you have created through science and your research versus some of the stuff that's out there?
Well, I think I'm going to, I'll use whey protein as the comparison because it's the biggest selling protein supplement and really the highest quality. And well, considered, and our studies comparing versus whey protein, I've all used the highest grade of pure isolated whey protein. In the study with the heart failure, for example, we did see a significant improvement, very modest, but statistically significant with whey protein. But the essential amino acid formulation was considerably higher or better response than the whey protein. So why? And we've seen this in post-exercise as well. So there are two aspects of our approach that superior to whey protein. One is that whey protein is composed of a variety of essential and non-essential amino acids, but the non-essential amino acids are not necessary for the metabolic purpose of the protein intake. They just are coming along for the ride, and they add extra nitrogen to the body, which has to be excreted in the form of urea, nitrogen, and ammonia, so that there's kind of a price to pay for the extra intake of protein. And it's not all the real functional aspect of the dietary protein. So by providing just the essential amino acids, we have gram for gram, we've cut out about half of the necessary amount of intake. But The more important aspect is that with the free form essential amino acids, all of the metabolic studies we've done, and that includes more than 200 clinical trials based on studies looking at the molecular basis for deficiencies, for example, in aging or alcohol consumption or whatever the study, that we can formulate the profile of the essential amino acids to exactly target metabolic problems so that when we look, for example, at the stimulation of muscle protein synthesis, we have a 3 or 4-fold greater stimulatory effect on a gram per gram basis of the life product, for example, relative to whey protein, because of the fact that we have eliminated part of the protein that we don't really need. And we've also got a desirable profile. The final point is that dietary protein has to be digested, and only some of that is absorbed, and it depends on how much, on the specific, how much protein you eat and what the specific.
Hold on, let me just let my dog out. Hold on.
Okay, parenthetically, we're also looking at an essential amino acid supplement for dogs. So,
wonderful.
That dog didn't sound very interested in what's going on, but I tell him that
he heard some kind of truck over.
Something is coming. Yeah, so, but the final thing with essential amino acids is they don't need to be digested. They're directly absorbed and completely absorbed so that any limitation in digestibility that may limit the effectiveness of a given amount of dietary protein is completely averted by the fact that the essentials can be directly absorbed. So there's really sort of a three-pronged basis to your answer to your question, that we have greater digestibility or absorption. We have only the functional part of the dietary protein, and we have an optimal formulation of the profile of the amino acids that make it target specific metabolic circumstances that are unique to that particular product.
Yes, so it's basically more efficient, and
it's also easier to say.
Well, no, I'm glad you explained it that, but it is more efficient, and you know, again, I've tasted some of those, and it's not. There's just a lot of other crap that's added into a lot of these protein powders, and to your point, excess protein is not. If we're ingesting protein in its form in an excessive way, that's not a good thing either. So going right to the building block sounds like a much more efficient and impactful way.
Yeah, I think that it's also important that if the all-natural production is of importance, that we have the flavorings both in all-natural as well as the synthetic, for those that don't mind to have the synthetic flavoring, but all of the products come in an all natural format as well, and they're all vegan.
Yeah, I know. I love it. So I guess we can say that this product or your products that you offer that you reviewed here, this is good for the athlete. This is good for the aging person who might be dealing with osteopenia or sarcopenia, which is the loss of muscle. It's good for just the average person as well. Would you say this is pretty much a product that everyone should would be benefiting from?
Well, that's a sweeping statement to say everyone would benefit from.
Well, I'm trying to give you more products.
Yeah. No, I think that as I said, that we're not cooking up something on the lab bench. These are required nutrients. And so I think that, and an important component of this or response that one of the most common comments is, well, I eat a lot of protein, so I really don't need the extra essential amino acids. And I think the best way to look at this is we're giving a very small amount relative to the amount that you consume in dietary protein. But what the essential amino acids do is really activate or enhance the action of the dietary protein so that they're rapidly absorbed. They get the whole process fired up and going. And then as the amino acids slowly come in from the digested protein, the muscle is already geared up geared up for producing more protein, and it makes better use of the normal protein in the body. So I think it's true. I think that I think it's true that everyone can benefit from this. And I think even people that are eating a relatively high protein diet will still benefit from it, because there's a limitation to how much protein, how much benefit you can get from dietary protein alone.
So my final question would be, if you could change one thing about the misconception of amino acids, what would that be?
Well, I think that the misconception would be that that these are some sort of synthetic nutrients that are unrelated to our normal dietary requirements, that they are natural components that are actually required for consumption, and that all we're doing is optimizing the profile and the amount, and so that the misconception is that I guess it's not really related to the product, but I think that the perception that we're already getting enough of the essential amino acids because we eat too much protein is a misconception. There may well be that some people are eating more protein than is healthy, but that doesn't translate to the fact that they're getting more essential amino acids than they can make use of, and that even with a high protein intake, we can make a better, more efficient use of the dietary protein, and optimally also be able to provide optimal protein nutrition with much less dietary protein consumed.
I like that. And where can people learn more about you, Dr. Wolf?
Well, I think that Google Scholar has a list of my publications so that they can, I think that's a good place to start. And if you look on the University of Arkansas Medical Sciences website, they can get more information about my academic career.
And how about your product?
Yeah, I'm not involved in the sale, but there is a website called Aminico where the products are offered, and I think that you can order them directly on that website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well,
and that I should mention, that website has a lot of information about the products and the results of specific studies and so forth. So and also I've written a book called what is the title?
I saw it, and I don't know if I could read that. Yeah, go ahead.
I think exactly. It's designed for the informed consumer. Mm-hmm. It's not an academic book, but it goes into the scientific basis for why for protein and amino acid metabolism, and better helps you better understand why are you doing this and why do you need to make this approach part of your daily life for the rest of your life. It's not just something to do for a month or two, but that it should be incorporated into your normal nutrition for as part of your daily life. And so we're not just asking people to do this based on our word, but the book is for the purpose of presenting the scientific principles and results that support the value of these products. And I think for the most part, written in a way that you can understand. I think that it's always difficult when you spend your life in academics to write a book targeting people that aren't.
Yes.
Yeah, it's because things that are sort of, well known to you are not so much. But I think that being said, I think a lot of people that have read it have not been science-based and been able to get the kernels out of it that are most relevant to their interests.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me and kind of decode some of this stuff. And I can speak from experience. I'm really, really enjoying your product. So I appreciate all the research you did to bring it to the table. And it's very digestible. It's like, it almost is like a sports drink. Like it doesn't taste at all like a protein shake. And that's what I like about it, is it that I can drink it right before I work out, and it's, I'm still feeling light and not heavy at all. So it's, and I'm doing my own kind of scientific research about bringing some more muscle mass onto my body. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad to have the chance to talk to you, and nice to meet you.
And for everybody out there, please look up more about Dr. Wolf. And as always, I'm pulling for you.